My name is. I have never been one to just have a simple name. I have gone by Talia, Talia, Tally, and Tolly, just depending on the situation. But with all of these names, I am still me, a determined, focused, caring individual who loves to dance and loves working with children. I love to smile, I love to learn, and I think taking yourself too seriously all the time is ridiculous. In Ecuador, I have a different name. I introduce myself as Talia Bailes because it is the more Spanish pronunciation. At first, this new name confused me. Who was I if I wasn't being called what I was called before? Does a name really represent someone's identity? I got to my permanent host community in the Napo region of the Amazon rainforest about a month ago. As I walked past the beautiful river and entered my modest home, I felt as if the tablecloth I was sitting on was mysteriously ripped out from under me and I, the glass, was left shaking and alone, slightly scared and very anxious. I was overwhelmed by the 7 children running around, screaming for my attention and climbing on me. It seems fitting that as I'm recording this, my little sister and my cousin are screaming hola at me from my door. I was lonely when I first got here. Where were my values? Where was everything I had previously known? And why was my name not the same? Being called a different name was just another piece of the overwhelming puzzle of entering a new culture and home. I want to be recognized for being the Talia Bailes that I am and not just another gringa. I want to keep my core values and my ability to smile and laugh, but I want to change and grow at the same time this year. Even though it's hard, I am thankful that each day another tablecloth is ripped out again, forcing me to push myself a step further, stretching me to the next level. Each day I claim another piece of me back, reminding me that this Talia Bailes is the same Tally that got on a plane to Ecuador more than a month ago. I taught my sister and cousins ballet in a little edificio in the neighborhood. As we began, more girls peeked their eyes through the window and joined our class, reminding me of the many classes I've taught before. I am still the same Tally. So when I say, me llamo Talia Bailes, I want the people I meet to listen to my story, to understand that my name holds a lot more than just 2 words. And when I listen, really listen to others, I am attempting to do the same. As I continue on through this year, I will always be me. I will always be the Tally, Tolly, Talia, Talia that I knew before. I will hold the same past stories and values. I will just have more layers and depth and a new name to add to that list.